Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Infinite Canteen. Item Number, SCP-109. Object Class, Euclid. See Addendum 109-1. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-109 is currently located in Non-Critical Storage Unit 7 and requires no active monitoring. It should not be removed from the unit except to be transported to a research facility, and then only by personnel with Level 3 security clearance or higher. When replacing SCP-109, personnel should ensure that it is firmly closed and that it is placed on the molded pedestal in the upright position. Description. SCP-109 is a standard-issue United States Army canteen, circa 1899, made of a tin alloy and is fitted with a heavy cotton cover and black leather strap. When opened, the item is seen to be nearly full of water. A seemingly unlimited amount of water can be removed from the container without damaging the water level or the item's mass, which remains a constant 3.16 kilograms. Probes of the interior of a container reported an estimated volume of 2.8 liters and a shape consistent with the outside. The water in SCP-109 is of a slight blue-gray tint, with concentrations of 20 ppm of tin and 170 ppm of other electrolytes. The water remains at a constant temperature of 19 degrees Celsius, but can be heated or cooled when moved to another location. Addendum 109-1. Upon the item's delivery to Site-19, it was given the object class of safe. As tests were conducted on the item, uncertainty surrounding test results prompted Gen to upgrade the object class to Euclid. Addendum 109-2. Recently, a request was filed and granted by Dr. for permission to water an okra plant growing in his office with SCP-109. Staff should be notified that Dr. uses SCP-109 for this purpose for a small time every Friday. Addendum 109-3. It has come to my attention that new Class D personnel are often dared to empty this bottle. Guards are reminded that they are to discourage such activity and notify them that SCP-109 is bottomless. Chanting chug repeatedly is considered unprofessional. Dr. Klein. Additional information. Due to the range of tests conducted on SCP-109, this section has been provided to present test results in chronological order. Dates have been withheld for confidentiality. Test 1. Subjects imbibed water from SCP-109, reported that it was very refreshing and, despite the metal content, very tasty. Urine samples from subjects was normal. Test 2. Follow-up test to Test 1, had subjects dehydrate themselves for one full day before imbibing water from SCP-109. Test remains unfinished, as subjects were unable to provide urine samples. Test 3. Subject bathed in water from SCP-109. Subject reported increased energy and a much improved complexion following the bath. Test 4. Streptococcus bacteria cultured in water from SCP-109 thrived and multiplied quickly. Water from SCP-109 administered to subject suffering from streptococcal infection killed nearly all bacteria and produced a full recovery within 24 hours. Test 5. Blood substitute created using water from SCP-109, given in transfusion to pedestrian hit by drunk driver. Subject showed no malign symptoms from the transfusion and made a full recovery. Subject's physical therapy concluded 6 weeks early. Test 6. Water from SCP-109 administered to various plant organisms, all of which remained very healthy and showed no malign symptoms. One proposition for a test which has been discussed for some time has been one involving a combination of SCP-109 and SCP-402. Due to the risk of losing one or both items or creating a hazardous situation, this test has never been conducted. Thank you for listening. Intro music for this episode was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Additional music was from Mayu. Level 2 patrons or higher get early, ad-free episodes. Everything is listed in the show notes, including a form where anyone can request to have a particular SCP read. Leaving a review, rating, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents in any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with 2 L's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.